Good morning and welcome to day 38 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Monday, Thursday morning, standing outside on a breezy day, but standing in the green grass beneath my feet. We don't have a lot of grass here at the church. The building over the years has taken up a lot of the green space, but we do have a few places where we do have grass, and it seemed appropriate on this Monday, Thursday to stand in the grass because it's also opening day for Major League Baseball. Dodgers and Padres have already played two games in Korea, but today the Giants take on the Padres in San Diego for their first game of the season. But that's not why we're coming to you this morning. We're coming to you because it's day 38 of the Serving Challenge as we continue to look at the fifth and final aspect of the Serving Challenge, that is ambition. And we're coming to you on Monday, Thursday, this day where we remember the command that Jesus gave to the disciples and to us that we would love others as he has loved us. In today's reflection, Pastor Zach talks about us being salty light, being given as salt to the world, as he references the Beatitudes, and also a light unto the world. In that when we are added to the world, we change the world. Meaning when Jesus comes into the world was changed. When we as followers of Jesus come into the world and when we serve like Jesus, we change the world. We are that additive that makes everything taste better, be better. And that's, I think, the challenge for us. On this Monday, Thursday, we remember the night when Jesus was betrayed and when he was at supper with the disciples. He took his robe off and gathered at the feet of the disciples and washed their feet. A humble act by a humble servant who came with all the power and authority as the Christ hymn reminds us throughout this challenge. And lowered himself to serve those he was in ministry with. And I think that's a challenge for each of us today, is to humbly serve, to lower ourselves, to add our salt into the lives of those we encounter. It certainly is a challenge to know how and when and where to do that. But on this Monday, Thursday, as we make our way through this Holy Week, I pray that you would be attentive to those opportunities. And I guess I would ask you, if you do attend the Monday, Thursday worship service tonight, don't tell me the score of the Giants game, because there's a good chance I'll try and watch it after the service when I get home. Friends, I look forward to gathering with you tomorrow morning on Good Friday for day 39 of this challenge, and to being with you throughout the remainder of this Holy Week. Take care.